Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Our guest this evening is Avi Ganz, the manager of Pomegranate Supermarket at 1507 Coney Island Avenue in Flatbush. We will be discussing what's special at the store for the 9 days. Considering all the limitations on our food, what do we do? Do we starve or can we still enjoy some great delicacies? Good evening, Avi.
Hello, Chaim. Welcome back to Pomegranate. It's always a pleasure to see you. Yes, the 9 days is approaching quite quickly, and we are preparing for the eating restrictions, meat, non-eating meat, and so on and so forth. We have, as everybody knows, our store has many, many different departments that provide delicious food all year round, but especially during the 9 days, we'd like to kick it up a notch since people seem to love meat and are meatologists, but we send them on vacation for the next 9 days. We're going to start this evening discussing our fish department. Our fish department year-long stocks beautiful fresh fish, but you know, we're trying to change it up a little bit. We're trying to bring in some new fish that the from market has not seen so much of. For example, yellowtail or white tuna, and try to change it up so that people get a new selection. People don't become bored of the same old salmon. And for those that like salmon, it's very we always carry that. We're not eliminating anything, but we are bringing in additional items. The fish department also grills fresh fish. They're at the fish department with sauces and marinades. Happens to be very delicious, as well as having their ready-to-bake selection, which is all the items that are take home, put them in the oven or on the grill, and are delicious. They use fresh herbs, as well as, you know, all fresh ingredients. It comes out really, really, really delicious. There's a lot of work that goes into it to make our customers enjoy, from the freshest fish to, you know, preparations, and we give out recipes as well if it's something that you would like to make at home on any other fish selection. That is our pleasure to give. Next to the fish department, we have the deli. The deli department is the number one deli in the world, kosher deli at least, and we have a full line of parv items as well as fleishik items still available for Shabbos and Erev Tisha B'Av, as this coming Shabbos is going to be a Shabbos that people will have to enjoy and eat a lot because they're going to be hungry the next day. We have a full line. We will have our full line of meat. During the week, we'll have a full line as well of fish and parv dishes, including all the items that we carry during the regular year, just in a parv selection. The next department is a sushi department. The sushi department is a department where all year long we strive to be the best and try to come up with new ideas. The sushi manager, whose name is Shimmy, currently, is working with the department to create new roles. They created a new role, for example, called monkey business, which is a roll that includes bananas, fried bananas, and it has a crunch. Delicious roll. It's selling off the shelf. It's amazing. But there's also something, an older item that's always a favorite, is the salmon poppers. Salmon poppers is in a fried rice base that has salmon and a spicy mayo sauce on top. It's an item that we cannot keep on the shelf fast enough, and it's even better when it's hot. So if you're around, it's definitely worth a try. While we're still dealing with fish somewhat, also in the back of the store, in aisle number, behind the aisle number 8, we have a full selection of fresh sliced pomegranate lox and sable, as well as whitefish, that is available year-round as well. It's vacuum-packed for shelf stability, and it's definitely fresh stuff, and it could be enjoyed very, very much. Our bakery section has, especially for the 9 days, as well as holiday of Shavuos, they're bringing in a full line of cheesecakes, as well as cheese, mini cheese buns, cheese florets, and a whole selection of different cheese items, as well as all the parv items and the new focaccia bread that's selling off the shelves very, very quickly. The focaccia bread, just to mention, is a soft sourdough dough that has one of them has onions that are baked with the bread, and one has olives. It's a really, really delicious item and can be enjoyed during the 9 days. If you toast it a little bit and it's a little bit warm, to eat it accompanying a meal, it's a really, really nice item. As well, we have from our appetizing kitchen upstairs, we have a full line of salads that we carry all year round. But this holiday, we're going to try bringing additional items. A new item that we have brought to the shelf is like a kimchi cabbage salad. It's a delicious, a little bit spicy, has an Asian twist to it. And it's an item, actually, that a famous cookbook author, Susie Fishbein, has included in many, many recipes. And it's a really, really nice item that can be enjoyed, eaten by itself, as well as with other food. And if you stop into the store, we can definitely give you the recipes that are included with that as well. The cheese department, which is one of Pomegranate's signature departments, because there is no other like it around, has our full line of cheese, which includes the homemade cheeses and the French imported cheeses and Italian cheeses. We have some now from Israel as well, and we're always trying to expand on that department. But even more so in that fridge, we have a full line of dairy and parve appetizing items, including wraps and sandwiches, parfaits, yogurts, and all kinds of delicious, really, really delicious items that are small items that are even, you know, to be eaten as a snack or so on and so forth. Another item that's made by our dairy kitchen is we have a full line of milchic meals. Our milchic meals include penne vodka, eggplant parmesan, eggplant rollatini, baked ziti, and we have cheese blintzes. Cheese blintzes is an item that is very, very delicious, one of Pomegranate's signature items. You have a new type of blintz. It's called a chocolate blintz, a triple chocolate blintz, which is unbelievable. When I brought it home to my wife, she said, had they come up with such a thing? It's really, really, really phenomenal. And can be always found in the by the blintzes in our appetizing refrigerators. We also have in aisle number 9 in our store full selection of brand name cheeses, as well as some imported cheeses and yogurts. And we are fully stocked for the 9 days, including many different types of dairy snacks that can be enjoyed. Please feel free to stop in anytime, and we're always here to help you. Chaim, are there any questions?
Yes, as a matter of fact, among your packaged cheeses, I see a great selection of Italian cheeses like Bastardo del Grappa, Montaggio. Explain a little bit what's so special about those cheeses. Why did we have to bring them from Italy? Nothing like it available in the...
As you know, Chaim, cheeses is an area that is that the U.S. Kosher cheese market is very lacking in quality cheeses. The real cheesemakers of the world are France, Italy, and we try to send out our own mashgichim, as well as there are a few top-notch companies that also send out mashgichim to the to Italy and France, and we try to go to the cheesemakers that are making all the different cheeses to be able to bring them into the United States to sell them to the finer cheese market. These cheeses are not found locally, and it's something that our customer, that the kosher palate would enjoy. And we send people out and we source different cheeses from different farms and cheesemakers so that we can bring them in. These two cheese happen to be that they are from a company called the Cheese Guys, and they happen to do an exceptional job in bringing in cheeses. And there is a real, real difference between eating the different cheeses that you find in every store on every shelf and these cheeses. This is the connoisseur can really tell the difference, and we want to provide that to our customers.
How many of these imported cheeses are actually Chol of Israel?
All the cheeses that Pomegranate packages and makes under the Pomegranate name are all Chol of Israel, meaning any cheeses that are found in our front fridge are all Chol of Israel. In the cheeses that are packaged in aisle number 9, there are some cheeses that are Chol of Israel, there are some cheeses that are not Chol of Israel. The cheeses that we just discussed, the Bastardo della Grappa happens to be Chol of Israel, while the Montaggio is not. We try to make everything available to our customers so that everybody has their fine choices, and we try to bring in the most possible options available.
I see also some cheeses, that packaged cheeses that a few years ago were totally unavailable in the kosher market, like the goat cheeses, stuff like mozzarella, basket cheeses with various herbs around them. I see some interesting camembert and brie. Again, how did this explosion happen?
I think that as Pomegranate opened, the kosher market is looking and is still looking for many, many items that are new to the market. This is an explosion that's happening within the Jewish market on all ends. As people become more informed of what's going on in the world, as the world becomes a smaller place, and things become more readily available, people, you know, always want to try new things, and there is a large market and a demand. And when there's a market and a demand for something, then it's always somebody could step up to the plate and make sure that the gap is filled. There's also, I mean, bringing that talking about new items that we haven't found in the market. While we were talking about the fish department before, there's a brand new black caviar that's kosher. It's quite expensive, but an item that cannot be found anywhere else in the kosher market. It's a black caviar that can be bought at Pomegranate's fish department. It's an item that is really, really for the connoisseur, and it's readily available. Come on in.
Actually, there is also one restaurant that serves that black caviar. That's Prime Grill.
This is actually the same black caviar that's found at Prime Grill. But other than that, Prime Grill and Pomegranate, I don't believe that there's any other kosher stores that are currently selling it. It's made in one factory in the Midwest, and it's an unbelievable item that's really, really going to, I believe, is going to pick up in the kosher market.
Now, let's talk about your salads. What is so special, so different about your salads, the ones that you package under the Pomegranate name?
So all of our salads that we have in our appetizing fridge under the Pomegranate name are salads that are made with the freshest ingredients, nothing sitting, there are no preservatives put in. And there's really a lot of love that goes into creating them. There is we believe that small batches, homemade, is the way to go. We believe in feeding people the way that we would like to be fed, not in mass production that loses quality and loses the detail that's involved in every single salad. If you take a look, all of our salads are hand-packed so that the machines don't squash vegetables. Everything is done in a way where we have the end customer in mind, and we try to, like I said before, treat our customers the way we would want to be treated, always taking it to the next level.
Now, anybody who's been following my blog knows that for years I have not touched fish. In fact, until 2 years ago, I did not know the taste of fish. There's a lot of people like me who have a problem with fish. Guess the fishy smell, the fishy taste, whatever. How does one go about buying fish? How does one go about getting a fish and learning to love fish? Which currently I do, by the way.
So it's an interesting question that you bring up, Chaim. As many people have a fear of eating fish. Some people do to smell, some people do to texture. Many, many different reasons why people would eat fish, wouldn't eat fish. Some of the things that you could look for when purchasing fish is there are fish that are a little bit more fishy tasting. There are a couple more fish that are a little fishier, more fishy than others. Some fish that have a more slimy texture than others. If you come into the pomegranate fish department, one thing you'll see is that we have a wide variety of fish. There is some fish that are, for example, salmon, or you have tilapia. You have some fish that are less fishy, and then you have, for example, a Chilean sea bass, which has a little bit more of a fishy taste, but is a delicious fish. I mean, once you eat it, once you take the chance and jump in, you become hooked on it. It's an awesome experience. Some people, when they buy salmon, for example, there's also another thing to look at when you're buying salmon. There's the white lines that run through the salmon, which are fat lines. Some people like when the fish has more fat, it has more flavor. When the fish has a little bit less fat, you'll taste more of the fishy taste. So that's something to look for. As well as you have sushi tuna, grade A tuna over here that when it's seared is delicious. It's actually a very, very nice item when cooked up. There are fish, other fish that, for example, marinating fish and seasoning fish the proper way will also create an experience that will allow somebody to enjoy the fish much, much more.
After I finally started eating and enjoying fish, one thing I was sure I would never ever touch is sushi. The idea of eating raw fish, gewalt, I mean, no way. Fella, I wouldn't touch such a thing. Well, having tasted it in a few restaurants, having tasted it over here, I learned to like it. But it's still a cultural problem. Among us Jews especially, eating raw items, it just culturally doesn't go. As I look through your sushi department, the colors are wonderful. They are works of art, basically. Tell us a little bit about the different sushi rolls.
Okay, we have a full line of sushi rolls, some cooked, some raw. There's even some people like sashimi, which is the raw pieces of fish that people see. There's a wide variety of different rolls that can be found in pomegranate. If it's something that that somebody specifically doesn't like, they can make a roll request with a roll without certain fish. There is a new trend of people that are starting to enjoy the raw fish more and more, as you mentioned before, Chaim. Culturally, you're correct that people have a hard time, but once you taste it and it's made properly, people don't let go. And it's something that you have to be brave one time, and once you taste it and you enjoy it, it's something that you'll keep coming back to. It's not a item that everybody will like, but it's an item that is a fine item and allows for you know, growth upon it, meaning one day you start with the salmon, the next day you can eat tuna, and take it from step to step. And it's really a area where the person who enjoys food can learn.
Plus, it's also very, very healthy. Now, explain to us what are some of the special items that you have introduced specifically for the 9 days throughout the store.
You have a new parfait in the front of the store called the triple flavored parfait. It's a new item that is very, very delicious. Three flavors of fruit on the bottom. We have in the deli department new fish skewers that is new for the 9 days. We have, as I mentioned before, the triple chocolate blintzes is an item that we actually had before Shavuos, but are carrying now through the 9 days, as was a great success. It's an item that's not been made every week, and we try to keep it specifically for the times of the year where people are restricted on what they can eat. At our deli, we'll have a full line, as I mentioned before, of all specifically made 9 days items, replacing all the meat items. Our executive chef, Mayuri Luz, has worked very diligently for the past couple of weeks, finding replacements for certain items and creating a menu that will be really enjoyed by all.
Now, ever since you guys opened up your doors over here, there have been quite a few other supermarkets that have decided to copy the idea. I've been through most of them. I've been through some here. I've been through the largest kosher supermarket in Baltimore. And frankly, I still think you guys are the most imaginative. You guys offer the greatest selection. And your deli department, as you said, is legendary. It's one of the best I've ever been to, whether here or in Europe or in Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing quite like it. In general, it's a pleasure to come into the store. One of the things that makes it nice is the aisles are wide, the place is always clean. The main secret of a supermarket is keeping clean. Quite a few of them start out clean, but over the years, somehow they get dirty. And frankly, it's not attractive to go shopping. Whereas here, the case is, one wants to come again and again just to see what's the latest, what's the newest. So in closing, tell us a little bit about what are some of the new things that Pomegranate is planning. So tell us a bit about some of the new things that Pomegranate is planning for the near future or further future. For example, last year you had, in the summer, you had quite a few demonstrations, cooking demonstrations. Are there any coming up? And what particularly will be featured? Please give us an answer.
Okay, Chaim. As you mentioned, Pomegranate is always trying to stay on the top of our game and become better and better and better. A new thing that has been added to our store is the vegetable butcher. That is an area where people, once they purchase vegetables, and they like them to be cleaned, not for rabbinical or hashkocha checking reasons, but for example, you buy fresh carrots, you want them the tops cut off and the bottoms cut off if you're going to make a soup. We have a free service that does that. As well as you mentioned, we have a bunch of cooking classes coming up. We have Susie Fishbein, who is a famous cookbook author and guest to Pomegranate. She's been coming in a couple of times recently to give a bunch of classes. In September, we will be having a cooking demonstration before Rosh Hashanah to have recipes that will be for the Rosh Hashanah table, as well as real main Yom Tov courses that could be used throughout the whole Yom Tov season, from Rosh Hashanah until the end of Sukkot. We are preparing our Rosh Hashanah menu now for our deli, and a lot of work goes into that, as well as the new items that we're bringing in every single day. If you haven't been in the store in a while, our produce department has been revamped. We've added in a lot more, try to make it a more authentic feel. When you're buying, we're trying to bring in the best possible produce and fruit that's in the market. fresh pick from the farms. We have deliveries coming every single day from the farms, including apples and bananas and items that are you know, really the freshest stuff that you can find out there. There are new things coming as well that I can't speak of for the public yet, but if you keep coming back, Chaim, you'll see them shortly.
Okay, going to the various aisles, aside from the ones that we spoke of as specifically for the 9 days, what else is special? What else do you have?
In the aisles, we have a lot of items mixed in with the regular items. For example, our kosher ice cream selection is like unseen before. We have like every possible different type of Kol Yisrael ice cream that's out there, as we try to, now that it's the summertime, try to cater to our customers. As well as another item that we have is we have a gluten-free section, as there are more people in the firm community, unfortunately, that cannot eat flour or any gluten products, but they now have options available to them. We try to keep it fully stocked, including some of the frozen gluten-free items that are able to be warmed up and eaten fresh so that they can enjoy as well. Another aisle that has a lot of specialty items is aisle number 4. Has many, many sauces. Now it's the summertime. Hopefully after the 9 days, people will start barbecuing again. And I believe Chaim is going to visit us again to have a barbecue session. We have many, many different sauces in aisle number 4 that are kosher sauces that are not found in many, many other local stores. Some really delicious items. And we always try to bring in new items in every aisle, like our cereal aisle. We always try to keep up with the newest kosher cereals and cookies, and all of our aisles try to keep them in tip-top shape.
And we're just about out of time. Thank you very, very much, Avi. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And please, don't forget to tune us in next Wednesday evening at blacktalkradio.com/kosherscene. Thank you, and good night, one and all.